Slap it hard.
Bop it. Spin it. Twist it.
Lick it.
Oh, yeah.
Pull it.
Mason, what kind of...
Mason, what the...
What bopper did you have that was a... Lick it.
That was a old Studio C bit where, like, on one kid, the boppet would just say lick it like 50 times. It's kind of old.
So hold on a sec. I'm not seeing like any sort of a wavelength on my little thing.
I see it. Yeah, I see it on yours.
Okay, you got some wavies. I just wanted to make sure it was recording because I'm like, hold on a sec here. I know you guys can hear me, but is it catching?
Yeah, I'm pretty certain it's catching. We should be good. And then, yeah, I mean, it's kind of the same thing what goes on. Like, mine is always ridiculous. Like, mine is always a half second faster than you guys. But that's only just because my feed is direct, whereas yours, it's picking it up after the fact. So, yeah.
Okay.
Fun things.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. Well, welcome, y'all, to episode 209 of the Cracked Brain Podcast. I am your host, Stefan. Joining me today, first, they had to go and go and get a drink right before, but we kind of, they're starting to think that that is, or they're using, what was the term?
I gotta turn my sprinklers on.
Yeah, I gotta turn my sprinklers off as some sort of code.
No, because then I told you, Mason asked, like, hey, do you guys need to take a break to refill your drink? And I said, yes, actually. So I left twice.
All right, I get
one
that.
One actually was the sprinklers, and the other actually was to refill my drink.
I think that, like, look, over inside my headcanon, all I could think of is that you needed, like, at that point, you needed a shot to deal with us. And then when we all, like, hey, does anyone need to go get a drink? You're like, ooh, okay. Well, now that you guys have said it.
What if the first time was a drink, and then when he sat back down, he realized he did actually leave his sprinklers on, but he didn't want to admit it twice. So the second time he said he was going to go get a drink.
I mean, that's just inefficiency.
I'm not drunk. You're drunk.
Very true. He is definitely not drunk out of the three of us. He is Mason.
Yay.
Yay.
Not drinking.
Oh, Mason. Yeah, I'm Tyler. I don't think we said my name.
No, but, I don't think we did, but like at this point, it's either they've watched the other, listened to the other podcasts, and they would know, or they don't, and you're a surprise. Then again, then we'd all be a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, as I know that there's at least one new listener, that especially, like, okay, I have to be on kind of a good behavior because someone I work with now listens to the podcast and I feel like I fucked up. I really do.
You need to put your best foot forward.
I think I'm beyond that part. It's more the fact of, like, now I'm sitting here going, like, when we have segments of, like, we don't talk about Glenn, I now have to sit there and be like, huh, how much can I let loose now?
Is it Glenn? Is that who's...
Oh, dear God, no. Between Glenn and Chuck, I don't think any... Glenn, Chuck, and one of the other new people that we hired, I don't think they could work a computer fast enough, strong enough, or correctly enough to be able to listen to these podcasts. So I feel safe there. But Shelby, like, goddamn. I shouldn't have said shit. Which is also the same person that is like the, like, another Mason. It's a female version of Mason. All right. I swear, Mason, you just.
Let's just go wreak havoc along the land.
Look, dude, I. Okay.
Whatever that means.
I'm not going to lie.
Whatever that means. Oh.
God.
Oh, Mason.
Damn it, Mason. I was sitting there telling her about, like, the podcast and things like that, and then I started mentioning you and whatnot and how, like, she reminds me of you, and then all of a sudden she started listening to the podcast, or, like, one of the last episodes, and your voice came up. She's like, oh my God, Mason! I'm all like, wow, I don't think I've ever heard that. That's a reaction.
I've been waiting my whole life to hear that.
I swear to God, Mason, like, I almost want to sit there and record her saying that and be like, Mason, this is a gift to you. All right, enjoy, my friend.
I'm going to say, yay, Shelby.
Yeah. Oh, I swear to God.
And then when she says that to you at work, you then have to record it again, and we'll just keep this up for the next 20 years.
See, that's the bad part, is I think that would happen. I think you both would have, like, yay, off, all right?
Yay off.
I'm not, like, I swear, I'm my same moody bastard of a self most days. And she comes in and just like, Stefan, smile. And I'm like, it's not a day for smiling. Oh, but it is. And I'm like, oh, God, you really are Mason.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was about to say, the only thing that she doesn't do is like run up to me and give me a bear hug upon sight. And Shelby, if you're listening to this, do not give me bear hugs. That's wildly inappropriate. Please do not give me bear hugs.
We'll work on that.
No, Mason, no, you done fucked up. You need to stop.
Yeah,
I was gonna say what Tyler said. I was gonna say every day is a day for smiling. if you woke up without a chalk outline, that's a reason to smile.
I disagree.
That one goes out to my girl Shelby out there, my friend, my BF I haven't met yet. That one's for you. And that's by Les Brown. Mad About Town Les Brown is the guy who said that.
Okay, what the? Wait. Mad About Town Les Brown?
No, Man About Town Les Brown.
What did you just say?
Man, he's the one about who... town.
I heard him.
You've never manned about town?
I mean... Go ahead.
No, that's where the quote came from. I was just giving him credit.
Man About Town Les Brown.
Yeah, he used to do like the radio things where he would talk real fast and tell people to do stuff, and then he became a motivational speaker.
Okay, so we're talking about an individual person. Mason, yeah. You got to understand, when you're talking to me and you say something, something, something Les Brown, there's something...
That's unfortunate.
Something doesn't register there with Mason.
I mean,
that's his name, and that's also his color. That's
God damn it, Mason.
he is an African American from Florida.
Mason, you are.
That must be an experience in and of itself.
I swear.
I mean, God. Being in Florida alone is an experience, but being an African American from Florida, holy shit, the life that dude must lead.
See, I was about to say, because then all of a sudden, it's one of those where just as soon as he talks, it's one of those where at like face value, everyone's going to assume he's Cuban, and then he's going to sound... American and go like, no, okay, like that's gonna be a weird, like, I wonder how that feels to be thought of as another race by facial. Okay, this sounds really fucked up. Tyler, how does that feel?
You get used to it.
Okay. I told you it was fucked up, dude.
I got a friend named Luigi, and I imagine that's how he feels, because everyone makes Mario jokes every time they talk to him.
Yeah,
for his entire existence.
But is Luigi Italian or Italian American?
I don't know. I don't usually ask. I don't go around asking people. No, he's not a plumber.
I mean, Mason, let's put it this way. That would apply if, like, his name was Luigi and he was Japanese American, and you would just look at him and be like, "Aunt, what the fuck, dude? Like, this does not add up. All right, what kind of?" I was about to get real, real messed up, and I'm gonna stop myself.
No, I was just gonna say, have you ever heard that quote? "Shoot for the moon, because even if you miss, you'll land among the stars." Les Brown said that. That was his quote. Oh.
You made that up. You made that shit up.
No, mm-hmm. He actually didn't make that up. I've heard that before.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe the both of you, because the both of you do this shit to me all the time.
No, for real, though. I don't know. Maybe Mason's right, and it can be accredited to Les Brown. I don't know if that actually was his quote, but I have heard it before.
Well, because there's a band called Band of Renown, I think, and their singer's also named Les Brown, and everyone thought he did the quote, but it was actually the motivational speaker who did the quote, and he gets discredited a lot for that. At least that's what he says in his book, Greatness Within You. I don't know. If the book's a lie, then I'm wrong. Whatever.
Mason, you read the book?
Several times, yes. At least 10.
Was it? That's a good damn book, then.
Thank you.
I might have to.
Wait. Is it a self-help book? Or are you really trying to improve that much, Mason?
I'm always trying to improve.
I mean, look, Tyler, you almost set yourself up for that one. This is the same man that every con that we go to will find the artists and stuff like that. Take out his doggone pocket notebook and start writing almost damn near everything that they say. So, like,
yay.
I mean,
you're right. What was I thinking?
I'm just saying. I'm just
shooting
saying.
For the moon, literally. Tyler.
You know what? Lick my. Well, I won't finish crouton. It, but. You know what I'm thinking.
Sweaty balls.
Yeah, let's go with that.
See?
Damn, I'm good.
Does the AC in your car not work?
Fuck you, it doesn't. All right, you shut up.
All right. I had a friend who showed me a comedic rap album that was very confusing because it was rap country. And one of the things he said was, my AC don't work, but I like a sweaty butt. And now every time I see him at work, he yells at me, tickle fight the mayor. And something about the butt. It's a very confusing artist song.
Mason, person. I'm very confused, all right?
Maybe you should cut ties with this person if that's what they say every time you see them.
Why, is that a euphemism?
No, that's just weird.
It's just,
oh,
how many people? I would never walk around y'all. Hey, y'all, tickle the mayor. All right, and something about a sweaty balls. All right,
I don't even know the mayor.
I'm fucking hell.
We could not have a mayor for all I know. We probably
sure
do.
You
though.
Have a mayor.
See, Mason, that just puts you like 90 other Americans that just straight up go, you know what? We have a form of government. I just don't pay attention to its structure. All
right. Yay. Negligence.
Facts.
I hope that was the right word. If that was the wrong word, I'm going to be embarrassed.
I no comment. So how y'all been?
Good.
Been surviving.
Right. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, I'll put it this way. I don't know what the hell has gone on like the last 2.5 weeks, but for some reason, like life it has decided to go and like junk punch a lot of people. And not like in really, really horrible ways, just in ways enough to be like just thoroughly annoying. I don't know if it's been going on with y'all. It's kind of gone on with me, but half the people I now come to contact to, it's like, how you doing? And they can't even, like, it's not bad. They just go like, yeah, just, I want it to be bad, just so I have an excuse.
Just so I have an excuse to lash out at someone.
Exactly.
I get it.
I don't. I really don't.
Mason.
I've been great.
Course,
every day's been great.
Of course you don't get it. I'm 90% sure you wake up and just fill your bathtub with some sort of endorphin-causing chemicals and just go for a soak.
Well, I don't wake up early enough in the morning to do that, so I get up like 30 minutes before I'm supposed to be at work.
So like, well, I was about to say, like most of us, I wake up an hour before I got to be at work.
Lucky.
You could do the same thing, man. Turn it back. Look, 30 minutes.
I've got a sunrise clock. I got a sunrise alarm clock and my phone, and both of them don't wake me up. Or if they do, I just snooze them and then go back to bed.
See, that's your problem right there. Like, do all the normal stuff that you do, just turn it back 30 minutes. All right. However many alarms you need, just go and do that. And guess what? You'll get to watch like a whole nother episode of anime before you go to work.
Oh, that'd be so great.
I know, right? Ooh.
The two biggest shows I've been watching.
I have fond memories of, being in elementary school and watching Pokemon before school. Good days. Like, if I could do that before work today, like, that'd be fantastic.
I'm not going to lie. There were two shows that I used to watch before school, and both of them are getting remakes. The first one was Danny Phantom. Love that goddamn show. And found it that it would come on like right before going over to school. Also, Yu Yu Hakusho. All right. Didn't have to wait till lunch. Caught the early showing of it. It was awesome. All right. Dude. Oh, God. So much.
Danny Phantom's being redone?
Supposedly.
Oh, I didn't know that. And yeah. I'm watching Yu Yu Hakusho. That's pretty good. I'm liking that.
Okay. Where are you at? Where are you at?
What was the last thing that happened?
Fuck all. Has the tournament arc started?
I don't think so.
You have not started the show. I'm just going to tell you straight up. You have
not. I mean, you're not wrong, but it's funny that you can phrase it that way.
He's chasing down these three demons who stole heaven artifacts with Miss Blue Hair.
I kind of sort of remember it, just vaguely. I'm going to tell you right now. Just wait. Just wait.
I like where I am, though. I'm really enjoying it.
It gets better, all right? It gets better, all right? It's like when someone goes and gives you, like, they give you chocolate ice cream, and they go, like, yeah, this is chocolate ice cream. This is great. This is fantastic. I like what I'm at. And then they go, like, wait, you haven't had Rocky Road yet, all right? You need to sit down, shut up, and enjoy the ride for what it is. And when you get to the tournament arc, Mason.
I just met the red-haired guy. He was one of the three demons.
Yeah, so basically you've now met Candace's like fantasy husbando? Boyfriend.
OG husbando.
Yep.
And then I know the other guy, red guy and black hair guy. I know both of them are important because they're both in the intro.
That's EA. I don't EA's know my boy. Why. Love that Dude. Man.
Mm-mm. I really like the orange-haired guy.
Kuwabara all day long. Give me my orange hair, pompadour.
All right. Yeah. High five.
All right. Yeah.
No, it's all about that third eye.
No, fuck you. All right. This is
Look, I am a monster fucker, and I will live up to that.
You live with the monster fucker. All right, dude. I'm gonna tell you right now. All right, you go to have your joy there with that way. I live back over in the 90s where you at least had to have one irritating voice actor that sounded like this every time. Now, I don't know why, but like you think of every single anime back over in the 90s, like Trigun, Dragon Ball, all of the. Why do I have this one character that talks like this? I fell in love with every single one of them. God damn it.
True, I get it.
How are you having sex with monsters if they don't exist?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Look, Mason, what's done in the privacy of someone's own home and the illusions that live inside their head, we don't sit there and try to make sense of that. We let them enjoy their own ride, all right?
Oh,
so,
okay.
Don't you kink shame. Don't you kink shame for a second. Well,
Mason, I was curious if that's what you
meant. Are you just jealous because the monster under your bed doesn't hold your hand?
There's a lot to that that I have to process.
I mean, you ain't got to process much, man. All right. When he's talking about like monsters, look,
there's a hunter right over on his bed. All right. So I'm just saying.
That one right there.
Yeah. I got three drawers under my bed. I don't have a space for a monster.
God damn it, Mason.
Oh, you've got one of those like pedestal beds. I hate those things.
I hate it too. I really do. Every night I think about getting rid of it.
Get a different bed, Mason. You make adult money.
I do. No, I do. I just spend it all on Pokemon cards.
Mason!
Do you even play or do you just collect?
I collect. Look at this one I just got. Very happy with this.
Mason, it's blurry as hell. I can pick out... I know it says Lucario V at the bottom. All right.
That's all you need to know. The sure. Lucario one.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
I mean, that's okay. It's fine to collect, but like, I don't know. Personally, I think it's a little weird to... I mean, I couldn't collect and not play, so it's...
It's fair. Yeah.
I mean, look, playing Devil's Advocate... It's that's similar to basically going after Nendoroids. It's like you get and then they stay there and then you look at them. Yeah.
I said it. Happened to play with them. Well, maybe not play. I reset their stands every so often.
I know you do. That's tantamount to him putting them in another sleeve.
See, when you said play, I was really hoping you were going to, like, reenact an RPG battle, like, you know, like the classic Pokemon Ruby and Emerald, like, quick attack.
Look.
No, I don't.
Fake out.
There would be something wrong if all of a sudden someone got out a bunch of, like, little, okay, at 20 and 30 something years old. I'll put it that way. If all of a sudden they take out Pokemon figurines and then all of a sudden it's like that's when you go like
use Thunder Blast.
Uh-huh. It's like no shame to anyone, but you got to admit little weird. All right. So
I you're playing both sides. You're saying no shame and then also shaming.
No, it's no shame, just a little weird. All right? So not shaming, just acknowledging like a little fucked up. Okay, look, I also got it's the same thing as me like, hey, I don't care. I don't give a damn. To me it's one of those where it's like I'll watch anime, I'll also watch Entei. A little fucked up. All right. All right. Some things I watch. Yeah. So I'm just saying. So
regrets?
No regrets. Just not coming out in the open with them.
No regrets.
Mm-hmm. Look, what I do in the privacy of my own home, y'all can fuck off and all. All right.
Eating a Snickers.
Yeah.
It was the no regrets thing. No regrets was a Snickers commercial.
Gotcha.
Yay.
Well, before we had started getting over into this episode, like usual, we always talk about some of the things that we kind of want to go and talk about. And Mason said some bullshit that I am very, very curious about. Okay. And it's the fact that he says that he's starting a garden. All right, Mason, garden. Why? How? What's in it?
So I have always hated summer my entire life. And I have a friend.
What the fuck did you just say?
I don't like summer. It's too hot. And I don't like doing things when I'm also hot. If I do things while I'm cold, then it like is a medium warm area. But if I'm hot and then I get more hot, I just want to lay on my floor in my underwear because I'm too hot to process information. But anyway, so someone told me to start a garden and they told me I'd really like summer. So I started a container one where everything's in containers. And I've got like 16 plants. And I've named them all after like nerdy video game like half jokes. And I've drawn like pictures, well, for most of them. I haven't finished them all yet. and I'm gonna print them off on these little tags, and then put them in the gardens, and it's great. I'm really enjoying it.
Okay, look, you might think I'm weird, but at least my plants aren't waifus.
They're not. Like,
are you sure about this, Mason? You named the what are some of their names here, Mason? Come on.
So, I've got Bulbasaur's onions. Because of that joke of what's on his back, onions or garlic.
Thank you very much. Fuck you.
I seriously thought you were going to say about Bulbasaur's onions were his balls. All right.
No,
he's a cabbage toad. Go on. Fuck you.
But it's a joke to that, because I'm not growing cabbages, I'm growing onions. So those are the onions. I've got another one that's a character named Hattie from Battle Block Theater. He gets possessed by this hat, and they have a joke that glowing red things are always evil. And so I drew a picture with a bell pepper on his head instead. Like, it's evil and glowing, but it's a bell pepper. And it's Hattie's red bell peppers. Bell pepper. There's only one. And I've got Pikachu's carrots. That's a joke that, like, he's a mouse, but he's rabbit. He has rabbit ears.
That's fuck you.
He has rabbit ears. Also, rodents can't have carrots, even though Bugs Bunny is always eating a carrot because they're too high in sugar. So Pikachu's electricity is a sugar high.
Wait a second, did you just call a rabbit a rodent?
Isn't it?
No.
Is it a vermin?
It's another, well, I mean anything small and critter-like is technically a vermin if it's pest. But yay. I have to remember exactly what classification, like what was it, genus it is, but I'm pretty sure it's not in Rodenta.
Well, anyway, when I was in high school, they told me you can't feed rabbits carrots because there's too much sugar in them, and it's like if you ate cake all the time. So it's a once in a treat thing, and so that was the joke, especially since Bugs Bunny's always eating one, and he's always hyper. So he's on a sugar high.
I mean, there's a lot to unpack with Bugs Bunny, so...
It's fair. And they're all, like, kind of a stretch. They're all just kind of for me. You know, they're not, like, anything too big. I've got Red Knight's Basil from Castle Crashers. And, cherry tomato, Animal Orbs cherry tomatoes. And the joke is that, like, you plant basil and tomatoes in the same thing, and basil supports the tomatoes. But in the game, the Animal Orb supports the main character, and I flipped them. That one's not too clever, but...
I don't understand any of the names for any of your plants.
That's fine.
I don't want to shame, but I'm shaming.
It's okay. You're not the first or the last.
Just like with your band names, you can't name plants.
How dare you? Now I'm offended.
I'm going there.
I mean, look, I should have remembered that Bulbasaur was Tyler's favorite starter, but when Tyler got a little passionate there, I straight up was like, and goddamn, you hit a nerve.
Not an onion.
Oh, that's what all this is. You're just hating from the onion joke. You don't actually think those things. You're just hurt from onions. They're making you cry on the inside.
Don't cry if you don't get attached.
What are you, a Nuzlocke player?
I'm just the kind of player that brings my starter with me the entire game.
I do that too.
What game it is. My starter's always with me.
Mine too. I always have it.
I do that same thing too. I didn't realize that was a thing for some people of just like, oh, well, you know, they would sit there and like pawn off their doggone starters back over in like the daycare or some crap like that. I always thought it's like, you start with this one. Odds are it's going to be one of your strongest ones.
Yeah.
Why would you not? The only time I ever dropped a starter was Charmander. Charmander can go suck dicks. All right, he is a horrible starter Pokemon. He really is.
I disagree.
All right, look, I'll be one of the most basic bitches out over there. Squirtle, all right? Such an easy starter, all right? So effective.
Never mind. I had a brain fart. It's gone now.
That's right.
But, like, I even kept my X and Y starter, and that's my least favorite gen. I do not like Kalos X and Y.
X and Y was, like, one of my favorites.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-mm. Like, I played 1 and 2, and then I couldn't play any of the others. I just couldn't get into them. And then X and Y came out, and it brought me back into the series. I was like, these are fantastic games.
I don't like my Pokemon being just humans. Like, I like mythology and beasts and robots. I don't like freaking water gun lizard and soccer playing rabbit. Well, then and
you are playing the wrong franchise, frog ninja, my dude.
No.
You need to go Digimon.
No, that's only been a recent thing.
No, you need to go play Digimon if you don't like your monsters to be anthropomorphized. You go play Digimon.
No, you're like anthropomorphized.
You're gonna get an orb that evolves into a refrigerator with 17 missiles and tank tracks, okay? Like that's what you're gonna get with Digimon.
I mean, but then again, they anthropomorphize more than anybody ever did.
I don't know what you're talking about. Angemon and Angewoman didn't exist.
All right, straight up War Greymon.
Well,
Wizardmon, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, like, Mason, that's just gonna how it goes, okay? Like,
no, they fixed it in Arceus.
Everything's gonna get anthropomorphized.
No, they fixed it in Legends Arceus. Sword and Shield did it, and it sucked. X and Y did it,
You know why that is, right?
Sun and Moon slightly better. I think Sun and Moon I like prefer over the other ones.
Okay, you know why Arceus that was is, great. Right, though? Because Arceus, isn't that game supposed to take place before all of the others?
Yes, I mean,
that is before all the monster fuckers got to all the Pokemon and anthropomorphized them through evolution. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Why do you think so many Pokemon are starting to look more human?
Don't like it. Don't like any of that. Nope. So much nope.
The amount of nerd rage that's going on right here is fucking amazing. I have never heard a more passionate debate over on the anthropomorphization of Pokemon. God damn it.
Also, I don't like the 3D. I think the 3D looks terrible. It looked okay with X and Y. They tried some stylizing with Omega Ruby and Brilliant Diamond. And Arceus was okay because that was like a open world deal. But I don't think the Pokemon look good in 3D. Raichu looks like he got his hands cut off. And Flygon looks like a flying pear. I don't like it. I think it looks terrible. Yeah. Flygon used to look like a raptor with dragonfly wings, and now he looks like a flying pear with a end of a plane tail on him. Nope. I think it looks bad.
I mean, I've got no real dog over in this fight. I love watching you two like fucking go at it. I'm not gonna lie, this has made my night. When I was seriously debating on doing this episode or possibly going to the rodeo, there was a thought in my head that was like, oh, maybe I should go to fucking no. This has been amazing. Y'all keep on going. God damn it. All day.
Is it rodeo?
There's a goddamn rodeo in town. All right.
It's not even Days of 47 yet.
It's
what is that?
What is that?
You don't know what the days of 47 is?
What other weird Utah shit is about to go on in my ears?
It's usually in July, right around Pie and Beer Day. They do the Days of 47 rodeo up here in Salt Lake.
But
wait is a second,
special radio? Like every year, yeah.
Wait a second. Okay, that might make sense because this one is like, I think it's called like the first Days of Rodeo, and I didn't understand what the hell they were saying. Okay, I was just like, what do you mean the first Days of Rodeo? Like, what the goddamn? Okay. This now makes sense.
Yeah, it's a thing.
I mean, look, all right, I wound up getting in another debate with someone that they got real passionate at the fact that I kept on saying that half the events for rodeo are just the preeminent markings of a lynching. All right. They got real upset at that. They're not. I'm fucking right. All right.
I mean, what does that mean? I didn't draw the parallels before, but now that you mention it, I'm like, okay, yeah, I can see it.
Yeah.
What's a lynch?
God damn it! So, Mason, there were people that...
Shut up, Tyler. Hold on, I'm going to look like Tyler.
There were people that, because others didn't like them, got drug out of their homes or wherever they were, like, roped up, tied to the back of... at some points a horse, or when technology advanced a car, dragged and then hung up on a tree and then like hanged and beaten.
Oh
yeah,
they weren't beaten by being dragged.
That too
Drugging, dragged.
So yeah, lynching, not a great thing. And when I started telling people, like, yeah, half the shit that you guys are doing sounds a little bit like lynching, there's a few people that weren't too happy with it. I didn't care. All right. It was funny to me, and I still think it's funny. I have stopped giving all fucks in this town.
Cool. It's a good thing you lived in a community. That's great.
I mean...
It's a good thing you can count every person in your town on your hands and feet.
I mean, I'm advanced that way, all right? I gotta stop talking about this goddamn town. Someone else is gonna hear this podcast. I mean, we heard what you done said there, little dark one.
I met a guy today who got mugged in Mexico, and they left him for dead, and he has lost all use in his right shoulder, and he has like a anime scar like all the way, and he was very friendly.
I'm trying really hard not to say rad.
That's not entirely uncommon. That is why you avoid back streets in Mexico, like, and, yep, and like South America. Like, if you go to Brazil, do not leave the tour guide.
Yep. These are literal facts.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
So, go ahead, Mason.
He advised me to always carry a picture of, I don't know if I'm allowed to say his name.
Don't.
Probably.
Don't say his name.
Just the J-Man. Always carry a picture on him, because apparently they'll like you more. Is what that guy told me. He said keep it on your luggage, put it on your wallet. Keep it in a different pocket.
Be sure to wear a necklace with a cross.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what Stefan was talking about, but he scares me.
Mason, when you said with the J-Man, my brain did not go religious at all. All right? I'm sitting there trying to be like, what the hell is he talking about?
I was wondering who he was talking about at first, too. And then he said the J-Man. I'm like, okay, now I get it.
That's what they call him in Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Or J-Wiz. I forget which one it is.
I stopped thinking about the J-Man a while ago, so...
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just what he told me to do if I ever go.
I sure hope they don't call him Jay Wiz, because that sounds a little bit too much like something else.
Oh.
I gotta get out my whiteboard to figure this out here.
That didn't make it better, Mason.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Just,
I'm out of my margarita, and this isn't helping, guys. Come on.
You do not need to go and water anything else or put on any more goddamn sprinklers, all right? You got a little over 20 minutes.
Excuse me while I go turn my sprinklers back on.
I swear.
Also, Stefan, I don't know what this text thingy you sent was.
Mason, just don't worry about it. That was part way over in this conversation when we were talking about Pokemon. All right, don't worry about it. To anyone that is watching and or listening, yes, we have the ability to chat to each other over on Zencasters. So yeah, I don't use it much, but I felt the need. I felt the need.
Mighty need. So, I don't know if I've told you guys this, but I got a new job.
Oh,
the hell? You didn't tell us nothing.
Oh, yeah. I've got a new job. And when I left my last job, it was kind of weird. Because, you know, I left on amicable terms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, basically my boss was like, oh, if you want to come back, you're welcome to, you know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Which felt weird, because like every job before then, you know, it's like you quit in a fit of rage, you know, you shit on the boss's desk as they're sitting in it.
Oh, you know, like, good times.
Like you don't plan on coming back, you know?
Yup.
No.
So like that was a little hard to deal with. Like what do you do when your old job is still willing to like have you come back?
I mean, you were a good boy and you were a hard worker. I don't see what's wrong with that.
I mean, short of like okay, when you're leaving the job, yeah, you have the dreams of like torching the place on fire. You know, or as mentioned, taking a shit right over on the boss's desk as they're sitting there doing forms, preferably. Okay, but it's something
that sounds like too much pressure.
No, it's absolutely not. Hate a job like enough, and you'll do
you,
goddamn.
You
dislike
whatever. A job enough, yeah. You boy, you really want to.
Mm-hmm. So, like straight up, it's one of those where if you do that upon exiting, and the job looks back at you like an abused lover and goes like, we'll still take you back, then you know that job was really not for you. Okay. It's there's problems with that job. Okay. It's just find yourself something more to your sophistication.
All right. I don't get it.
Mason is good. Have you ever had a job that you hated with the power of suns?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you left that job, did you ever think for us like a half second, even jokingly, like I want to do something messed up?
A little bit.
Did you like burn all your bridges? Like, did you flip off the boss? You know, like. Leave the restroom in a complete mess.
I mean, Tyler, you know, this like, is Mason.
I cried and they bought me a Pepsi from the vending machine.
What the fuck, Mason?
Dude, wow. No,
and,
like,
and
like
they
before
told
my
me
last
I...
job, you know, it was literally burn all the bridges. I am never gonna see this place again.
They told me that I might get shanked if I stayed, so they fired me and bought me a Pepsi and kicked me out of the door.
Like, Mason,
shanked? What? Did you fucking work as a prison guard? What
close?
The
the fuck, Mason?
I don't know if I should say any more while this is being recorded.
No, God, but... fuck you.
I mean, now you have to. Yeah. Come on.
I don't want to be Shanks.
You just said that your whatever job this is was close to a prison guard. Like, God damn. Like, straight up, Mason, this is now putting a fan fiction in my head that I've been waiting for the last, like, what, 5 years that I've known you? Like, dude.
2018, I think? 2019 was when I joined.
Shut up and tell me the story!
Blurring minds need to know, man!
How many details should I leave out? Probably a lot.
Did you sign a non-disclosure agreement or not?
Maybe.
Okay, no, in all seriousness, did you?
Like, when I left, did they make me sign something?
Yes!
Did they make you sign something that said you're not allowed to talk about this job?
I don't think so.
Spill the beans, man! Come on!
Give us the
tea!
I worked at a place where I had to work shoulder to shoulder with prisoners, and it was terrifying. And one of them would smuggle things at my desk without permission and get very close to me. So I reported him, and I was told I would be shanked, and they fired me.
Mason, like, goddamn. But you got to realize that right now, the story that you just told us is so close to Spy Family that it's not goddamn funny. Like, I seriously want to tell you, man, you were slightly a mule, dude.
I don't know. Oh, I do know what that means, actually. I just remembered. Yeah, apparently the guy was well-loved in the work community. I didn't know that. All I know was that it was very uncomfortable, and he was doing something he shouldn't been, and I signed, like, 20 papers saying that I would say something if I caught someone doing that. So I did, and, yeah. I've made jokes I'd rather sell my body than go back to that place.
I mean, very fair, very valid, and I understand. Like, I swear to God, Mason, this now makes me think of you in a slightly different light. Like, Mason's got a little bit more badassery to him, you know. It's like Pepper, just a little bit, just a little bit. No, better yet,
I like Pepper.
I'm gonna bump you up to cayenne. All right, I'm gonna give you some cayenne.
I got some spice.
You got some spice.
Not quite habanero there, but
okay,
a bit.
How about this for spice? I went to eat sushi with my family, and they all see how much wasabi they can eat, and so they always like cut it up into little bits. I took the whole glob and ate it. And
Mason,
does that add spice or no?
I mean,
lower my spice.
That wasn't what we meant.
God damn it! This.
Hold on, I gotta.
This
go turn
episode
on my sprinklers.
Has unintended spice. I don't know.
Ooh, hold on. I gotta write that down.
Shut up! It's not a good band name! Fuck, but Unintended Spice is a good band name!
See? I don't know how to spell unintended. Unintended. Oh, I spelled it right. Dumb phone.
Which one of the Spice Girls is that?
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. Okay, no joke. Like, this might be a little fucked up or whatnot, but like... If I were to make another Spice Girl, I'd make a Japanese girl, man. Like a or a Korean girl. God damn it. Like, that would be unintended spice.
Stefan's over there got the Asian fever.
I always have. I literally always have. It makes me sad that, like, I spent years in a country and never did a single thing with a Japanese anything. You know, it's just like,
what were you doing then?
Back at it, you're going, fuck me, I'm an idiot.
I swear to God, like, okay, this is This is really fucked up. All right, and feel free to judge me all you want. I swear to God.
Look, like, before you say anything, I just want you to know that I'm judging you. But go on.
Go right ahead. All right. It's something where I realized a while ago that I have a thigh and calf kink. All right. Like, I realized that it developed in Japan, and God damn it. Look, okay. I cannot say this story. And then Tyler, you cannot stroke your cat. All right. It looks fucked up.
Oh, my cat's over here.
What the fuck were you doing?
Oh, I was scratching my leg. I've got my leg pulling up.
Okay. Stefan likes to read from the Holy Thibble.
I swear to God. So,
look, who doesn't like to read from the Holy Thibble? Just saying.
I just got a really interesting visual in my own head about my own shit that I'm going to have fun with. All right.
Involving thighs?
Yeah. Mason, yes. Absolutely yes. I'm just like bit just fat thighs, man. Just Home Alone.
Do you
me.
Like that? No, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't say that.
This episode got weird real quick.
I'm okay, you know, listening, like hearing your kinks when they come up, but like, you don't need to tell us all of them.
Look, y'all are gonna find out. Y'all have found out way too many things about me over the last few years. It's one of those where, as time goes on, I just stop giving a fuck. All right, so again, like this podcast is my tell-all. All right.
Or you do care, okay, depending on how you define care.
I can accept that from you, but I swear to God, if I ever hear one of Mason's kinks, I am going to be so gone. You guys will never hear from me. I'm moving to Canada, like, getting adopted by wolves in the woods. Like, okay? Like, don't give me that shit.
I swear to God, Mason talking about his kink. So guys, I found out something about myself. Oh, God damn it, Mason. I cannot wait for someday in the future just for you to go like, so my girlfriend, she did a thing to me. Is this normal? Because let's be honest, whatever kinks you develop, they're going to happen to you. All right, you're not going to have an inspiration and just think of them yourself. All right,
it's just gonna happen, and then you're gonna realize that it happened.
Yep. It honestly, some of the best ones are like that, Mason, but still.
So in Jujutsu Kaisen, you know that scene where like the guy gets beat up when the muscular guy asks like, what's your type, and he
masochist. I get it.
When I first watched
don't
that scene, I was
fucking
like,
say another word. I swear to God, Mason.
I don't think this is going where you think it's going. Also, I don't know what a masochist is.
You've seen Konosuba, right?
Oh, yeah.
Darkness is a masochist. She gets off to, like, abuse. Yeah.
Is that just physical, or is that emotional and mental too?
Oh shit!
The person.
Good night, everybody.
That's it. We're ending here. I'm done.
Done. Peace out. Good night, everybody. And hello, nurse.
Oh.
Good time. You know, I think it's been a long time since we've made Stefan fall out of his chair.
It's been a while. I've missed it.
Oh, I am literally crying. This hurts so much.
I'm going to have a lot of regrets when this episode comes out.
I cannot wait for the ending, though. Oh, God damn it. You guys keep talking, I swear.
Wait, so do they all have something like that in Konosuba, or is it just darkness? Tyler, I need to know.
That is a good question. Well, I mean, Aqua is a drunk.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, she, like, as far as I know, Aqua doesn't have any like sexual deviancies. You know, supposedly, I guess the fan theory is that like she needs to stay pure in order to stay a goddess or something. I don't know how it works.
Can people get attracted using alcohol? Is alcohol somebody's thing? Is that a thing?
Gateway to things.
That's not what I thought. I don't think alcoholism is a kink. Well, okay, there's enough people out there. Alcoholism might be a kink. Like, some people might be attracted to alcohol. But...
like, can you be attracted to tequila?
There is studies out there that show when you do drink, people do appear more attractive.
100%. Yep.
I've heard that joke, but I didn't know it was real.
There was even a Mythbusters episode about it.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, it's...
I miss Mythbusters.
That's why, you know, you wake up the next day and there's that walk of shame because you're like, oh god, I can't believe I just did that with this person. No, I'm kidding. I've never had to do that.
Thankfully, neither have I, and I'm scared to death of it.
And that's called a one-night stand?
Yep.
Okay. Does it specifically have to be drinking?
Nope.
Okay. Neat. Now we all learned something.
Mason's learning things.
No, Mason, we already knew this. We already knew this. You're learning something. Valuable things too.
I don't know if this counts as valuable.
Absolutely it does. All right. It trust me. You will thank us for having this conversation at some point in the future.
If we ever record anymore in the future.
Fuck you! We will, alright? You know what? I can't even... I look, alright, just for that goddamn comment, alright, I hope y'all have enjoyed listening to this show, watching it. Y'all really should watch it, especially in moments that I fall out my goddamn chair, alright? Because these goddamn people... Go ahead, try to say something! Try to say something, huh?
Just for that comment, Mason, we're recording tomorrow and the next day. No, I'm kidding.
Yay!
Look, I straight up was going to be like, are we recording tomorrow? And then I was like, I don't think so. I don't think so.
No.
All right.
We should play Sea of Thieves tomorrow.
Ooh.
I'm down.
I got work on my garden, but besides that.
Like, We really should. We really should. And
someone break out the grog.
I've got rum and lime juice.
I also have rum and lime juice.
I don't.
Fucking playing. See it, Dave, tomorrow.
I made with my tequila. Woo-hoo. Or my margarita.
Weird. See, now what's bad is that because we have done these kind of videos over inside the past, people would sit there and be like, oh, we want to watch. I'm like, well, we don't have an editor right now, so maybe I might think about it, but until then,
I'll probably stream it if you guys don't mind. I don't give a shit.
Ooh, that might be a good idea. You know what?
I don't know how to stream, but if you guys do the work, I'll be there, and I'll play.
This,
I need to get a controller, though.
This gives an idea. This gives an idea. And with that,
I have an idea.
We will say good night, y'all. Have a good day. Thank you for listening, and we will talk to y'all later.
Goodbye, friends.